Hi, and welcome to this episode of the Literary Arts Podcast, Human Connections, Season 3. My name is Emmy Bosarge, and in this segment, I will be interviewing my mother, Jerusha Bosarge, on her experience with the writing and publishing industries. Mom, would you like to start by telling us your story? How have you been exposed to these industries?
I began writing as a young mother trying to work from home after participating in a free workshop on writing creative nonfiction. This experience encouraged me to submit a few feature articles to local newspapers. Since those were well received, I gained the confidence to submit to larger publications like magazines and literary journals. I eventually had my first book, a biography written for middle grade students, published by a local small press publisher. I became very involved in both local and national writers' guilds, and I began to wonder if I had what it took to create my own publishing company. Although I had no prior experience, I took a leap of faith and founded Character Publishing, a small press children's book publishing house. It was a lot more challenging than I thought it would be, but in the end, it was a great success.
That's so impressive. I'm so excited to hear your answers to the rest of the questions now. So, you were an editor, a publisher, and a published writer. What were some unexpected challenges that you faced while building your career? Which part of your career did you enjoy the most?
I think the biggest challenge I faced was finding a large distribution company willing to carry the books of a relatively unknown publishing house. Without a large distributor back then, it was almost impossible to get your books into bookstores. Another challenge related I faced was the concept of marketing. It was new and foreign to me, and I just wasn't very good at it. The part of my job I loved the most was getting to tell writers that I wanted to publish their books. Pure joy. I also enjoyed finding illustrators whose art seemed to match the picture book stories. That was fun.
That does seem like lots of fun. And speaking of challenges, it's safe to say that the publishing industry is constantly changing. What are the most significant changes you've noticed since you owned your company?
Oh my word, yes. The industry is almost unrecognizable from when I had my company. Everything is audio or digital now, or both. Large distribution companies are no longer necessary, and small print runs are much more affordable than they used to be.
What are your thoughts on the shift in importance from physically to digitally published works? Do you think that the market for printed books will eventually fizzle out?
I love and hate the digital industry. I love how much cheaper and easier it is to get access to books, but I hate that everything is becoming so dependent upon looking at an electronic screen. It just doesn't seem healthy to me. It also worries me that if less people are purchasing printed literature, it may become less available for those who still prefer to read without a screen. I don't think the market for printed books will ever completely fizzle out, though, especially for children's picture books. Part of the beloved childhood reading experience involves looking at the pictures and turning the pages and snuggling up to physically interact with the books. This market will stay viable.
I know I prefer reading physical copies of books. Some of my best memories were reading picture books before bedtime as a kid. So much has changed since then, much like the importance of different forms of literature over time. As someone who's created open mic nights and spoken word workshops myself, I've noticed that there's a rising popularity in oral poetry and storytelling. What are your thoughts on spoken word? Do you think it will eventually outshine both printed and digital literature? Do you believe it's more, less, or equally important?
Since attending and even participating in some of your open mic nights, Emmy, I'm beginning to recognize the importance of the spoken word as a powerful form of storytelling. As our culture becomes more isolated, yet more connected online, it makes sense that more and more people seem to be craving human experiences rather than reading about a stranger's life on a page or on a screen. For this reason, I consider live storytelling equally as important as either printed or digital storytelling.
Great points. I definitely agree with you on the importance of spoken word. It's something that I've found to be particularly touching, and I think it's a great way for writers to connect to their audience. That leads me to my next question. How has the importance of literature changed over time for you personally?
As a child, literature was an escape from reality. As a young adult, reading became a means to an end. More specifically, it was instructional, informational, and or used as tools needed to reach life goals. As a mother, I began to look at literature as something to nurture my children. Soon that even morphed into something I thought maybe I may be able to create for my children. In middle age, I yearned to be a catalyst for the voices of younger authors to be read and heard. Now, as an older mother who has lost a child but still has a young one at home, my relationship to literature has somewhat merged. I often use it to escape reality. I also find information on dealing with life. I still write on occasion, although the reasons I write have changed. And I still want to be the catalyst for the voice of a young author. But that author is you, Emmy. I'm your biggest fan.
Aw, I appreciate that, Mom. It's nice to have someone who has a particular interest in my creative works. As a former writer, editor, and publisher, I'm sure you know how difficult it can be for writers to stand out, especially now that it has become so much easier for people to get published, particularly online. What tips do you have for other MSA literary students or any other emerging writers who want their creations to stand out?
If you want your submissions to stand out logistically to publishers, I cannot stress how important it is for you to follow their specific submission guidelines precisely. Also, have someone edit your cover letter and your manuscript before you submit. Surprisingly, 95% of unsolicited submissions I received didn't bother doing either of these, and over time, it began to feel kind of disrespectful. If you want your writing itself to stand out, stop writing subjects and styles that you think others want to read and start writing authentically. Your unique character and voice should flow onto the page without feeling forced or false. Write about your own experiences, your own thoughts, your own ideas, and your own conversations if you want your story to ring true. You may not believe this, but it is actually exceedingly difficult to write immersive script from a perspective that you do not fully understand from your own experiences. It can be done, but rarely by beginners. Thus, a good rule of thumb is to write what you know, even if you are writing fiction.
That's wonderful advice. I'll definitely keep that in mind next time I'm writing. Because this podcast has to do with human connections, I have to ask, what are the most special connections you made during your experiences in your literary career? This could be connections with individuals or groups of people.
Although I value and appreciate the relationships I created with authors, illustrators, editors, and even my accountant, the most important connection I made as a writer and a publisher was with myself. I learned things about myself that I didn't know existed before jumping into the deep end of this business, and it was the most challenging connection I ever made.
I can definitely relate to that. It's something I've discovered as well, and I think that a lot of other young artists can really identify with that perspective. Understanding of self is imperative to developing a person's writing. So, after our segment, what are your final thoughts? Do you have any further advice for emerging authors?
When you pick up your pen or your computer, be fearless. Drop all curiosity about someone will think when they read what you wrote, and write about what makes you curious. Stay true to your voice and write what you know. Don't take rejection letters personally. In fact, make a checklist of 100 rejection letters that you must receive in order to reach one publication acceptance. Then each rejection letter will feel like a necessary task completed on your way to a goal instead of a personal attack on your character. In the end, it only takes a connection with one editor to be published, and opinions and tastes in literature are as wide and varied as the people reading it. Understand that all of the best and most successful authors began as rejected writers, just like you. It is so important. Your key to success is the same as the key to theirs, not giving up.
Thank you so much for your insight today, Mom. And thank you so much to our listeners as well. Please catch us on our next episode of the Literary Arts Podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.